Well,
Barbali had a song. It's called Exodus, right? You know, some people may believe in that theory or not, right? But that's how people, you know, from Africa we spread out, right? A lot of people believe that, right?
I believe we were everywhere anyways.
Yeah.
I don't think we migrated anywhere. Unless you were on vacation.
I like that. Because, you know, we can look at migration routes, right? I'm talking about after any kind of big geographical, you know, things took place, shifts in the earth, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because, you know, we can look at, you know, the King Akhenaten artifacts that were found in Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying, in the 1930s, right? That would say something about, you know, either the land was already won or they were traveling over here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yep. Yo, Black history. We were here first. We built ships first. We traveled first. If we did not want to take credit and say we did this, so be it. You can't sit here and believe we were here so many years before and couldn't figure out how to sail in a ship. This is not possible.
Well, it's a perception.
It's not a perception.
I'm saying it's a perception that, you know, certain people try to.
If you believe we didn't know how to cut up food and cook and fire, you know, we eat well, we're cooked, culturally. Things are just lovely, right? So I'm just not buying all that.
Okay, that's your view. That's your point.
That is my view for sure.
All right.
People have the misunderstanding, right? Because they don't have the knowledge.
Miseducation.
Right? They don't have the knowledge of, you know, the history of certain things, right? They don't have the knowledge and history of that. And for some people, they haven't been, you know, they haven't had the I want to say the privilege to be around people who A, may have that knowledge, you know what I'm saying? B, around, you know, any kind of nation building, you know, or brotherhood building, right? Where this knowledge is readily and easily accessible for people, you know what I'm saying? You have to look at the fact that, yes, we live in a time now where you have the internet. However, the internet is also filled with lots of lies, right? There's a lot of misinformation there, a lot of disinformation there. So, you know, and that kind of goes back to why I was saying about the blackwash thing, right? Because we don't want to get like, you know what I mean? Like, well, pardon myself. I don't want to say we. I want to say I don't want to get too, you know, one-sided on this stuff, on this type of thing. It's always about showing and proving, no matter what. Doesn't matter. You have to be able to show and prove it. If you can't show and prove it, then it's just a hypothesis. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when we look at, you know, kind of going back to what Digital was saying is like, you know, prior, if we look at what the Grimaldi tribe is said by many different anthropologists to be one of the first tribes to have gone out from Africa about 40,000 years, you know what I'm saying, ago, right? So 40,000 years is a lot different than 10,000 years, you know what I'm saying?
Or
2,000 years, right? The story of Exodus, you know, is like, going back with what you're saying, the problem is with the Bible is that there's no real dates except for the fact that we look at the 2,000 years ago when our righteous brother, you know, Yahshua died, right? So it's kind of like, there's no real, like, dates within that. So to say that, I say that because what I think is that I'm with Digi on the aspect of, yes, we had already circumnavigated the whole globe. You know what I'm saying? We already been around everywhere. So when we look at, you know, the Shia dynasties, the Shang dynasty, which I always love bringing up because, you know, we have a lot of, you know, Asian brothers and sisters out here, right? And, you know, I always like bringing that up because, you know, their own anthropologists are straight up telling people that, like, yeah, those the Shia and the Shang dynasty, the whole brass empire, the whole aspect of bringing brass was an African thing. You know what I'm saying? The Kemetic and the Nubian sarcophaguses that were found in Japan, and we're talking about, you know, like these are like sarcophaguses that have been around in the megalithic period, or now I want to say megalithic because the megalithic is a
using some big words, man. I don't even know what you're saying.
Megalithic is basically a large stone, right? Oh. It's very large, right?
Okay.
Paleolithic is a period in which these things were, you know, found, and these huts that were perfectly created, you know, and they're very African. You see what I'm saying?
Back to the whole concept. You want to take the whole concept of Exodus as religious, but Exodus, do you believe there was an origin? Do you believe people was there an origin? And did it spread out from the origin?
Well, I'm gonna tell you.
Just food for thought, but I just want to say that while you're going into
the origin of so you're asking, is there an origin, right? The origin, the beginning, the first of where the people started. Is that's what you're saying?
Let's say something like that, right? Like around the same place, and then they spread out. Like how you're talking, they went to Asia, East Asia. You know what I'm saying? You could see they went to Europe. You could see that, right? And that I think is more the concept of Exodus.
Are you guys not talking about the fact that black people existed long before anybody else?
We can go there.
We're talking about the origin right now. Well, right?
If black is the origin, then wouldn't we have already been everywhere?
Well, you gotta go there, don't you think?
We're already there.
You just placed there, okay.
We're already there. And if we want to go over there, we can go over there.
Yeah,
if you want to go over here, we can go over here.
And that's you know, obviously something that we say in the nation is that, you know, they're older than the sun, moon, and stars, right? There's no beginning to the, you know, there's no beginning nor ending of the original Asiatic black man, right? Because really, when we look at even all of the, when we look at the
in
different...
In the beginning, God made man in his image.
Well, that's
the beginning.
That's a debatable one, right?
Their book said so.
Because people like to use that, you know, people like to use that, but then you don't want to use everything else in the Bible, right? So it's kind of like
God,
you know what I'm saying?
The Bible is a rewritten story, probably from an African book that they stole from.
Well, let's talk about that original book, which had 81 books, right? Whereas
I don't know. Let's run a PSA. We're going too far here. How about that? Yeah.
Cool. just running it.
Music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Rap like Napoleon, half Mongolian, holy, you owe me in, rock him like Manolium, yeah, Lex, diamond, shining like he rhyming, 929 titanium glass, time to play that ass, whirlwinds of French, come moving intense, time to pull again, release the shell well, make him yell again, so sleep, but I'ma be maxing his sweets, counting your paper, and counting your sheeps, hitting your chicken jeeps, miraculously, attacking faculty, who wanna tackle me, a Jack Mack kidnapper for free. What? You got heat, you better pop those. We moving like Gestapos through underground potholes to rock those. Much land discoveries, chrome rims, sipping bubbly. Who living lovely? Half a brick to cover me, so dissing me. Come on now, listen, G. Use a dime, I'm a key. Dun dun, straight out of Sicily. Now back to the stash crib. Joey crack bagging up cracks. One love, giving G packs. We get knots like stockbrokers who own Marriott's. Blast shots for all my niggas who splash cops. The rich, holy.
camp is here. 1001 corner, thug, figure, jack.
Work life, I'll be the infamous who leaves no witnesses.
Cracks the wickedest.
Run up in your crib, blast your kids. Ain't no myth in this, shit's official. I'll pistol whip you with my Smith and Wesson. Cause my obsession with sending rappers to heaven gets me in the rushing. Do need protection from the smooth assassin. Who really moves in action? Blasting motherfuckers, execution fashion. Now who's the fat one that you love to hate? Catch you at your mother's weight. Smack you, then I whack you with my self-triate. It doesn't take much to make me restless. Look at my face and never lose your breath. And chuck up my faces lessons. You want test this? So really? I make one call. I have the whole room coming on the ferry. I'm very dangerous and well-connected. I'm puffing up with method and try to decide who's next to feel it's nicely. So respected and admired, the boys retired, you lost. Wu-Tang, your terror squad, buy a couture.
Like stockbrokers who own Marriott's. Blast shots for my niggas who splash guys. Rich Coley on campus here. 1001 corner, thug, figure, jack, give me a corner.
You guys despise guys like us, disgust like Spartacus. You cuss and claim a bust. You lust for a part of us, you thrust but can't touch. Plus, we far from any type of fellas you can trust. Put the pressure on the mic, a bench press to your chest. Sound like sweat on my back, we're having sex, tight ass flex. Pretty Pocahontas, pussy sweet like Mino Tech. Sis got curves like a GS300X. My body's 95% alcohol, 5%.
Hey yo, man, tap in with us, call in right now. Yo, Guilty, what's the number? Digi, what's the number, man?
778-782-2573.
Yo, call in, audience, let's go.
It's done as well as you pronunciate. In the rep, we're going to break you off the aisle. Take CEO's hostage, A-Rap style, no surrender.
Get knots like stockbrokers who own Marriott's. Blast shots for my niggas who splash cops. Rich Coley on campus here. 1001 corner, thug, figure, jack, give me a corner.
Yeah, I'm all about business and enterprising. Advising financial advisors on franchising to widen their horizons. Devising ideas with masterminders. Moving on the stash with diamonds. First we get the cash, then we laugh like miners. Don't get me wrong, I'm a funny bastard. But when it comes to money done, I'm not the one to laugh with. I'm after for what cash can bring me, brothers. Me and my demon lovers blast the laughing hyenas back to ringling brothers. Believe the mothers, you the best jester. Still, I'm investing meals on a hunch over lunch, muffin on the Chesterfield. Rewind, Chester, real scandalous. I'm at the Sands in Los Angeles, planning hits with an animus philanthropist. Spanish kids close to God like evangelists, chopping niggas up and making sandwiches.
Like stockbrokers who own Marriott's. Blast shots for my niggas who splash guys. Rich Coley on campus here. 1001 corner, thug, figure, jack, give me a corner.
I ain't no joke, plus I got the right smoke. Try to cut my throat and I'ma go for broke. First of all, I'm letting motherfuckers know the deal. That if you steal from Buck, you bound to kneel. Now you can call it a loop and you can get the clearance. But to me, it's interference when I move. So what? If you interfere, you get in the head and get ate up. Couldn't hold your weight up as I take hold of your spirit, mind, body, and soul. Buckshot keeps the crowd controlled. So when I look in the crowd and watch how people wonder, damn, the way I flip my lyrics, they don't understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to microphones. Maybe it's a habit. I gotta grab it. Even if it's broken, I'ma fix that. Put it together. Get in your face and kick that. Cause you ain't never heard another MC like BDB MC. Rockin' double D and B. Get busy, I'ma strip that throat. Peep it low. Breath control. I ain't no joke. Joke, joke. Remember the Panthers. Who can get the average man to think with a military mind prepared? Get ready, you bomb first. No time to rehearse the verse. Obey your thirst. This ain't Sprite, just take a sip of the liquid lyrics I give all night. Blinded by the daylight sight. Follow my lead, cause I'ma lead you right. You heard, I was waiting on the sidelines, waiting for the guidelines to attack so I can pay you back. Word, you ain't never heard a better superb MC, better than Buck. Break a leg, good luck. If you think you're getting past the blast, ask the question. How you think Buck lasts in the game so long? Cause I was strong from the beginning of time. When I wrote my first rhyme, I was like, damn, beating at the pen smoke. Cause I knew biting it to make you choke. Buck ain't no joke. Joke, 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 joke. Ain't no joke at all. Hip-hop.
hip-hop is watered down. Watered down. Get ready for the slaughter now. Slaughter how? Making every MC too pretty. The pretty is too pretty, the gritty too gritty. But MCs like Buck will take you back to the start, like the part when graffiti was an art. Crucial to keep the legacy living. But this is what I'm giving, constantly driven by the fact I can't get with the weak, the crack. Those who maintain the jerk contract, getting jerked, doing the dirt constantly overwork. But try that with Buck, you get hurt. As you see, you can see the change, bro. Son, I told you, I ain't no joke. Buck ain't no joke, no joke at all. I'm coming for half of your MCs right now. I ain't no joke, no joke, no joke. I told you, 97, pay homage to hip hop, fool. All those of the 97 generation. How we do it, resurrect the father, peace of the G-O-D, rock him along, arm leg, leg, arm ahead, mind, I take mine, this is how we do it every time, 9-7, born to God, hold up.
I'm just hanging out. Just hanging out. I'm mainly known for the rough raps, but kids steal my lyrics like hubcaps and eat them like stacks of flapjacks like rugrats. Hey, and I get busy over unknown traps while the next man flaps his lips like parquet. I'm skilled in the field, so slide to the side. I'll make a rapper cry, cause I can get some shut eye while he's having hard times writing rhymes. So he gnaws on my metaphors and dines on my lines. Which is the reason why I like to hang out and hustle with my friends to get away from pens and copiers. So I'm corona bound to check you, aka Dr. Butcher, and what's going down. And Joe with the Jetta enables us to get around town. He's a clown. Other than that, I'm with Joe Burgos, watching old Black Caesar flick for kicks. Jump in the Wagoneer, we're out of here without an idea where. But usually we wind up there. I go over cake, cuss, block, cuss, rock, cuss is what he blends. Check it. And I like to hang out and hustle with my friends. Yo, I'm just hanging out. With my friends. Mount Vernon, beastin' with CL Smooth and Pete Rock, making beats that are sharper than cleats. With my man Grippy Grips from the Cafe Black Rose, checking out videos. And I speak with my man Rob Lee on the problems of the week. Dump and meek, my man's deep. Like the kid from the bridge named the Rapper Nas. Me and G collect money and bars. And I run through discotheques like sound. Royal Rich is profound, yelling free James Brown. We rustle up to the discotheque and hustle up a storm in a swarm like we're gonna form. Nobody can get with the whereabouts, cause we're out shuffling feet without a shadow of a doubt. From flushing to the streets of New York and back. Freshly dipped off the rack, but not the van crack. In the park, making plans for the night. Everything's right, taking it light. Preparing for the festivities to begin. And every day seems like a day from the weekend. The cooler never ends.
Yo, the signs of the powerhouse tonight, Dick.
Word. What's that?
Always the powerhouse.
Oh, but ain't never your house.
And I like to hang out and hustle with my friends.
I know that.
Hey, yo, what's up, Lenny Lunch?
What's up,
my man, Griffin? What's up, Juju, man?
What's the signs for the night, man?
Me and Ju, we want to go to the powerhouse.
Lenny was talking about he don't want to go to the
powerhouse.
Hey, yo, man, but what about the skins of town, Ju?
Oh, word.
Listen, because my man, he just can't. He uptown.
Yeah.
I'm going to go call him out. No, he got money. I got money. You got money. He got the girls. He got money. He got everything.
Hold on. Hey, yo, that's Joe Burgos. He said that he up at the bottom of the powerhouse. Yo, what we going to do, man?
Yo, we got some family with the man with the big truck. Yo, check it out.
Yo,
we going to the powerhouse. We going to see my man. Then when we go uptown, we going to ride around, you know.
We're
Tuning in to One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz.
CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU, Burnaby.
I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
And I'm GDY, LTY, Black Brilliance Illuminati, and Never Conscious Knowledge.
And on the selection tonight, we got...
Digital.
My man.
I got it right on time.
You know what I mean? And look, bro, look, this is it, man. At One on the Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, man, we play the hottest hits, you know what I mean? Always, you know? So we had to start that last joint with, you know, we had the Rake, the Fat Joe, and the Big Pun Fire One. You know what I'm saying? Oof. That's 90s joint.
Oh, for real, though. Remember those times.
Then you had Buckshot with No Joke. He remixed that Rakim joint.
Did it justice.
Come on, man.
Did it justice.
97.
Definitely. Did it justice.
Right. And then you had that Main Source, I'm Just Hanging Out.
Oh, well, one of my favorites again, man. You know what I mean? Large P, you know?
Oh, man.
And we ain't talking about P. Diddy either.
Oh,
you know what
I mean? I ain't heard Large too much professor. About him.
Large heard, professor, man.
Yeah, I ain't heard too much about Mr.
Yeah, we'll keep it that way for now.
You know what I'm saying? And look, you know, if you're just now tuning in, you know, we've been doing a little bit of a Black History Month showcasing, showing and proving, you know, Black inventions, Black creations, and, you know, all of that, the makers, the owners, you know, because that's what we do. We make things, we own things, you know what I mean? And obviously through a process of, 500 years, you know, people don't know things anymore.
That's a hundo.
You know what I mean? People lost the knowledge of themselves, right? You know, it's I laugh, but it's a serious matter. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people is mentally dead out there. You know what I mean?
Yes,
word
sir.
Is bond, right? And so, you know, we always want to show and prove. So, you know, previous to, the break, we was talking about, the skin color of the original Egyptians, aka, you know, the Kemet, those from Kemet, the land of black, or, you know, black land. You know, we was talking about
what color are they?
We was talking about, you know, the beginning of, you know, the first, you know, writing systems, right? The pictorial, the hieroglyphic writing systems. And then we got into, basically we were leaving off of, like, okay, the origin. What is the origin of, you know, man, right? You know, my brother here, we were talking, but Guilty was talking about, you know, Exodus, you know. And then, you know, my brother Digital over here was talking about God created man in his image. I like to look at, you know, those, because those are both, you know, Exodus and, you know, what my man Digital was talking about is coming out of Genesis, right? King James. And, you know, obviously, if we look at the Ethiopian Bible, right? You know, for those who don't know what that is, right? That is the home and the originality of Christianity, the birthplace of Christianity. And so, you know, we're talking about, a big difference in how many books, right, within the Old Testament, New Testament, as well as, you know, dealing with the Old Testament, New Testament of the, you know, the Ethiopian Bible. Now, the Ethiopian Bible holds 81 books, whereas the, you know, King James Bible only holds 61. Now, you know, that's a lot of books missing, you understand? It's a lot of books missing out of that. And
lost,
we know that
in translation.
And we know that, well, and this, you know, lost in translation. Well, first of all, with that statement, it has to be, I mean, translation, you know, it's gotta be known before it can even be lost, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think things were lost. I think things were purposely misplaced. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think things were lost because, like, yo, bro, we're going across to, you know, West Asia, and just make sure that you get all of those books there, bruh, and don't forget those ones, you know, because, and then you have a, you know, your ship gets into a, you know, you want one of these currents, and next thing you know, your gluteus maximus is going down, you know, Espanol, like my man Columbus, you know what I'm saying, getting caught in that, you know, West, you know, that, yo, those, I'm telling you, man, those West Ghana, you know, water pools, those currents, those tides, right? But anyways, that would be lost in translation. So let's take it back, right? You know, talking about those two things. Now, what's the origin? What is the origin, right? Because, you know, there's maps that would say that it was all one. You know what I'm saying? Al-Asia. You know, some call it Al-Asia.
Al-Asia.
Right? Al-Asia. Some call it Al-Asia, right? Some call it Gaia, right? Gaia is Greek, right? Al-Asia more is more of an original Asiatic term. You know what I'm saying? Asia meaning the land of what? The rising sun, right? Mm. Where does the sun rise from? What? The east, right? You know, some would call it... what's another word for it? Oh man, I'm thinking about this certain period in time where some say this was Pangaea, you know, and this is a, you know, apparently the time before, you know, the great split of the earth, right? You know, but the point is that I see where digital's coming from in the aspect of like, you know, it's always been, always has been, always will be, right? It's not a place on the earth that we ain't already been, you know. But when we're talking about pre-Ice Age, you know, I mean, these migration routes are important, right, to know and understand. So basically, you know, taking it back to, I want to kind of take it to the agriculture aspect of it too now, because, you know, it was King Namur, I want to pronounce the name right, King Narmer, right, who strived to, you know, really unite Upper and Lower Egypt, you know what I'm saying, and you know, the Nubians, right, they most definitely have been accredited for, you know, with you know, Upper and Lower combining, right, have been accredited to the irrigating systems, right, you know, these water systems, you know, and, you know, you can really see it, especially in civilizations like the Indus Valley, right, and when we look at our sewage systems and stuff like that, right, like, these are all concepts that started in these places, you understand what I'm saying, these places, right, because the Nile River was so, the Nile was such a beautiful thing because it always flooded and it always kept the land very fertile, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. And so, you know, they created these sticks that had buckets and weights at the end of on one side, right? And so they would use these, you know, initially to, you know, keep their harvests going, right? And, you know, those who came from this region were known to build canals. And you know, when we're talking about, like, you know, ditches and these things, like, these are systems for water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you see a lot of these things going on in, you know, modern day time, right? And you gotta, and maybe you do think about it, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you're like, yo, I wonder where that came from, you know what I'm saying? Like, who came up with that idea, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we're letting you know that came from the land of black. Brilliance illuminating the conscious now. You know what I'm saying?
Earth-a-lu-yah.
Oh, can you get an earth-a-lu-yah?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, a lot of things. Manicured lawns, you know, lots, you know. Yeah, I can't even believe, like, down the cake, you know what I mean? Down the cake, bro. Lettuce, you know, and... a lot of fruits were invented at that time too, right? Manufactured and spliced, and, you know, hence you have cantaloupe and, you know, strawberries and a lot of other things, right?
Well, this and you know, this is the thing too, right? It's like when we look at, because when I hear you say that, I think, okay, so, you know, genetically modified or whatever. That's kind of one aspect of it, grafting, however you want to see it. I mean, if they were already doing that then, right, it's not really so new now, right?
Yeah, but you're made to believe it's new. It's like electrical cars. They had them out in the 20s, right? But they're selling them.